Hey, Chicago, this is Jay Cutler. Sorry. Yeah, Jay Cutler.
Jay Smug Cutler.
Yeah, he's done. Welcome to the Hoolies Hoolie. It's Saturday night. We're on 1240 AM WSBC. I'm here with my brother Bill, and I am Patty.
Pat, how are you?
I'm good. I'm getting pumped for Christmas time. How about you?
I'm there. I'm getting that Christmas stress, though, a little bit. That I think everyone's starting to get it.
I've had it for years. Christmas stress never went away. Walking around biting my knuckles like Jimmy Stewart around the apartment trying to figure out where I'm going to pay for these Legos this year.
Yeah. What does your daughter want this year?
Legos, and doll stuff. It's kind of nice that she's not one of these electronic kids that's like, I want an iPad or...
She seems pretty obsessed with your iPhone and stuff like that when you give it to her.
That's about the extent of it, though. I tried to get her like a Nintendo Wii about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And because I thought maybe it would divert her attention away from me.
Yeah.
And she wasn't having it. Couldn't figure it out, which I was kind of upset by. I was like, no, the controller works like this. And
she'll figure it out soon enough.
Yeah.
When I asked her, I said, Charlotte, what do you want Santa Claus to get you this year for Christmas? She said, everything.
Yeah, that's
I said, oh, great, everything. I said, he can't get you everything. I go, he's got to get other kids' stuff.
She's very sweet, though. She's, I've asked her over and over and over again to make a list or all that stuff, and she just says, well, whatever Santa decides to bring me, I'll be happy with. So that makes me one happy, happy camper.
Yeah, you're a lucky guy.
Yes, I am.
And Santa's a lucky guy, too.
So. Yeah, he is. He didn't have to do too much work in the shed this year.
No, absolutely. No, none of the elves or anything like that, yeah.
No. Is Cutler finished here in Chicago?
No.
It's not Irish news, per se.
Yeah, I know, but it's just been all week. Everyone's been talking about the Bears and Jay Cutler. Trestman, I think, is done.
Yep.
But Cutler, come on. They got to get rid of him. It's more than $30 million. They got to keep him.
Yeah. I know that if they cut him, I don't know, there's all kinds of stipulations in his contract that says if he's on the roster for more than a day after training camp next year, we owe him for the following year and all this other stuff.
Yeah. So. No, you know what? I could care less. I'm happy about the Sox signing Melky Cabrera.
Yeah, me too. That was a big sign. I think the Sox are going to be contenders again.
And the Cubs, they're making moves too. They got Jason Mott, the reliever from St. Louis, from their World Series title. And I think he was out last year with Tommy John surgery, but they're going to give him a chance this year. So the Cubs are making their moves. Sox are making theirs. Hopefully we have good baseball in the city this summer. And we can drown our sorrows from this Bears season.
Yep. In other worlds, sportsmanship, Irishman Andy Lee.
I know, I heard.
Won the WBO world title in Vegas. He's the first Irishman to win a championship on American soil since 1934.
That's big.
And that was Jimmy McLaren.
And it was the middleweight championship of the world?
Yes, it was. World middleweight champion after defeating his highly touted and undefeated opponent, Matt Kolbarov, in Las Vegas. It happened last Saturday night. The fight was on HBO.
Oh, I'll have to be tuning into that.
Well, you'll have to see the replay of it. But we know Andy Lee through our friend Mike Joyce. Pickle Joyce was...
Well, I've never met him personally. Have you met him personally?
No.
But Mike Joyce is very close friends with him. I know that.
And I remember when Mayor Daley did a boxing thing here.
Like, that's right.
He had Andy Lee and Tommy Zbikowski came and
that's
fought
right.
some... Did they fight each other?
No. I think they did an exhibition bout of some sort. I know that they were promoting youth boxing in the city of Chicago, and Andy Lee was here to do that. And he's a stand-up guy.
It's pretty amazing. He's pretty old to win. He's 30.
I don't know. I think Mayweather's like 31 or 32.
Yeah, but he's had a crown for how long?
Right, exactly. So
I know that Andy Lee went and fought at, he went and took over to Kronk Gym in Detroit, is where he
That's left. Where he trains out of?
Yeah, that's where Pickle put him in touch with Emmanuel, and then Emmanuel's gone now.
Emmanuel Stewart, yeah, right, was his trainer, yeah.
And yep.
Who's he fighting with now? He doesn't have Roach,
I think he's still with Kronk.
Okay.
No, he's not with Freddie Roach, I don't believe.
Okay.
He's still with Emmanuel Stewart, so he quoted him. I have to say thank you to this man. My coach, Adam Booth, was his coach, his Andy Lee's coach, who's done so much for him in the last couple of years. This title is for him before also the man who came before me, Emmanuel Stewart.
Pretty cool.
Stewart's had some champions, Tommy Hearns, Lennox Lewis, Klitschko, and then he died in 2012 before he had taken Andy Lee in.
So Andy Lee becomes the first Irishman since the 1930s to win the world championship of the world in boxing?
Yes, he is.
Pretty amazing.
Andy Lee was born in Bow, London, England, to Irish parents originally, and then in 1998 his parents returned to Castle Connell, County Limerick.
Very cool.
And that's where he stayed there.
Remember that movie Southpaw that we saw about the Irish boxers that was Frankie Barrett? They were all about these travelers.
Yeah.
It was about him and the trying to make it to the Olympic trials, I think, was it in the early 2000s that came out?
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It is.
Boxing's really big in Ireland, and I wish, you know, we don't see it a lot in the here in Chicago. It's not promoted as much, or at least when we were kids growing up, it wasn't for us. But it's big. I know it's big on the South Side.
Yeah.
I know, like, Morgan McGarry runs his gym.
Yeah, the more blue-collar the neighborhood is, the more likely you're going to see a boxing gym somewhere.
I loved it. I didn't get into boxing until, what, sophomore year at Carmel? I fought 3 years there?
Yep.
It was fun. I had a good time. It's the hardest sport I've ever done.
I did not have fun. I got the crap kicked out of me a lot.
Yeah.
Great sport. Andy Lee, world champion. So
world champion, congrats to him.
That's a Christmas present to all drunken Irish braggarts at bars around the world.
Yes, it is.
Andy Lee, toughest man in the world.
That's right.
What else is going on? What does your baby want for Christmas, Bill?
I don't know. I haven't. I mean, I know what she wants. We've given ourselves a limit this year of what we're going to spend, which is can't ask anything better than that.
And what are those limits, may I ask?
No, I think we're giving ourselves, you know, a little over $100. We said was good. We're not going to try to, you know, kill ourselves financially trying to impress each other. But I think I know what she's going to get me, and I think that she knows what I'm going to get her. So
getting some cologne this year?
No cologne.
No. Are you still wearing cologne?
Every now and then.
It's Saturday, but I don't smell it on you. It used to be Saturday night is a cologne night, isn't it?
You used to steal my cologne all
yeah,
the time.
I've never paid for cologne.
Yeah.
Free cologne's always better.
Yeah, I remember, was it Gillespie, Terry Gillespie, when we were in college and we'd be up at Marquette and you'd be using his cologne and he'd go nuts?
Yeah. Cool water.
No, I think it was like Abercrombie and Fitch Woods.
Whatever he had, I was wearing. It's free.
It's expensive, man.
Didn't help me much in the ladies' category, though.
No.
Suppose my bowl haircut and pleated Dockers didn't help either.
Yeah.
So that's all. This year I want a haircut and a pair of flat front khakis.
That's what you want for Christmas? A haircut and a pair of flat front khakis?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty simple stuff.
I think you're getting a lump of coal is what I think you're getting.
For what? For being a wise guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fine. I'll crush it with my foot and it'll be a diamond in 2 weeks.
That's one powerful stomp then, my friend.
That's right. Don't mess with me.
How is everything else going for you? Work-wise, keeping busy?
Yeah, I'm on the hustle. I'm trying to find other gigs. We have the Indiegogo page on that we've launched for our radio show that you're listening to right now, the Hooli's Hooli.
Yeah.
You can go to Indiegogo and check out the Hooli's Hooli campaign, and you can read our plea for help.
Yeah, give a shout-out to Mike McNeil, Liam Mahoney.
Yep, all the guys
Mahoney
who donated.
Express. Thanks, Liam. Mike Monaco.
Yep.
Tom Monaco. Punch Monaco.
Right.
Over at Heritage Cadillac. Thanks for his little donation.
That's right.
And it keeps growing.
I think, you know, the idea of the Indiegogo campaign is what, Bill? Why don't you tell the listeners?
Well, the idea of the Indiegogo campaign, it helps fundraise our show, but other artistic endeavors that anybody wants to produce through Hibernian Transmedia.
Which is our 501c3 corporation.
Right. Yeah. So it's a tax write-off, and then if you make the donation to our show, it goes to Hibernian Transmedia, and it allows them to fund our show, but not only our show, but other projects that we want to put on and produce.
But it's really for our show.
It is.
This is for us to get the
money. Our campaign is right now is for our show, through the Indiegogo is for our show.
That's right. And the goal of our show is to start doing the show live on Saturday nights in various pubs throughout the city. Or maybe just one spot.
Or one spot, exactly.
Because the Hooli's is, you know, supposed to be a party.
Yeah, people are supposed to be drinking and partying around us. That's right.
That's right. I have my neighbor on the show tonight. It's Oliver Mooney. He's from Kilkenny, Ireland. I'm excited to have him. We'll ask him what he's going to get for Christmas. He's pretty new here, but a wonderful gentleman. And when we come back from this short commercial message from Madden Funds, our biggest sponsor.
Thank you to the Madden family. Merry Christmas to them as well.
After a few short commercial messages, we'll come back and we'll talk to Oliver.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
Come into my office, Mr. Finnegan. How can I help you?
Doctor, you gotta help me. I'm having panic attacks, terrible anxiety.
You just need some hooliganism.
Hooliganism? What is that, some new medicine?
It's an elixir for what ails you, Mr. Finnegan.
Is it a pill? Do you swallow it?
It'll relax you. Rick Hogan of WGN says it oozes Chicago. He also says it's fantastic.
But what the heck is it?
It's the new book by Mike Houlihan. Everyone's talking about it. Frank West of the Irish American News says it's filled with human warmth and you should read it when you need a good laugh.
Hooliganism, the book? Hey, my wife said you were a doctor.
I am a doctor, and hooliganism is my prescription. The New World said Southsiders would rank it up with the Book of Kells.
What about my irregularity?
Read Hooliganism. You'll find it very moving.
Hey, you're not a doctor.
I'm a psychiatrist, Mr. Finnegan, and I can tell what you need is a nice dose of hooliganism.
But my wife said you had her undress and you examined her.
Yes, she appears to be very healthy, Mr. Finnegan. Oh, nurse...
Hooliganism is the new book by Mike Houlihan. You can purchase it online at www.mikehoolihan.com or at any of Chicago's finer Irish gift shops.
Nurse, will the doctor be giving me a prescription for hooliganism?
Do you have insurance, Mr. Finnegan?
I've been hooliganed.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in four states. The Skinny and Hooli Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oaklawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 888-809-7851 or online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
God forbid you should ever have to call a lawyer for a serious injury or wrongful death lawsuit, but if you do, remember Healy Scanlon Law Firm. Our friends Martin Healy Jr. and John Scanlon have been practicing personal injury law for many years. The Healy Scanlon Law Firm has 8 experienced trial attorneys who have been officers of several bar associations, including president of the Illinois Trial Lawyers Association. They've taken on the largest corporations in the world and have won many record-setting multi-million dollar verdicts for their clients. Martin is first-generation Irish-American. His parents came to Chicago from Swinford and Tourmacady, County Mayo, Ireland. He grew up on the west side in Resurrection Parish. John is second-generation Irish with 3 grandparents from Kerry and Mayo. He grew up on the South Side in St. John Fisher Parish. God forbid you should ever need a personal injury attorney, but if you do, remember to stick with your own. Healy Scanlon Law Firm. For more information on our friends Martin Healy and John Scanlon and Healy Scanlon Law Firm, go to HealyScanlon.com. See their legal articles in the Irish American News entitled On the Law. Products liability, personal injury, trucking, auto accidents, wrongful death, workers' compensation. Call Martin or John at 312-977-0100 for a free consultation. Healy Scanlon Law Firm, they're our people.
And we are back. This is the Hooli's Hooli, 1240 a.m.
WSBC.
Saturday night. And I'm here with our first guest. This is our first guest that's from Ireland. And it is my neighbor. And we were talking about pepping up the show. And I said, hey, my neighbor's got to come on.
Yeah.
And here's how I met Ollie. I was having a smoke out on my front lawn. And we both have a neighbor that we don't like very much. And Ollie came over to me. He said, can you believe this guy? You know, and I said, oh, my gosh, are you from Ireland now? You know, oh, yeah. So we've been friends ever since. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Oliver Mooney from Kilkenny, Ireland, now River Forest, Illinois resident. Oliver, hello.
How you doing, buddy?
Very well. Hug up that mic there. Get close on that. I'd like to thank you for doing the show. This is not foreign to you, as you've done radio before. You have another buddy who has a show, correct?
Yeah, I've got a friend down in Canada. Sean is his name.
What's his name?
Sean.
All right, we can say his full name.
Yeah, I don't want to say, I don't want his second name is actually.
No, you just did it like a week ago, right?
Yeah, it's 97.3 Mix FM down there.
Yeah,
down in Toronto.
And he calls you for words of wisdom.
Yeah, I just spoke to him once on the radio. So it was something funny that happened in Ireland a couple of weeks ago. There was a small bit of a robbery. There were 17,000 bottles of Jameson stolen.
So, right. Come on, really?
Yeah. So
17,000 bottles of Jameson. Mm. How do you? I mean, like, what do you? How do you rob? You need trucks, obviously. I mean, more than one truck, I would think.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know about it until he called me on the phone and he said, you know, can I have a chat with you over this? I says, no problem. So I says, this took a bit of while to, you know, to remove it from the warehouse or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, it must be an inside job, you know.
Now, did they rob it from the actual Jameson distillery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, is that in Dublin?
It's just on the Liffey in Dublin, just on the river.
Right on the river.
I think when we were there in Ireland, did they have a fire there a while back?
No, that's the Guinness factory. Oh, had a fire.
Yeah, the Guinness factory.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Ollie, how long have you been in the States?
I've been here since October 2013.
Yeah, so you're just over a year, and you came here to join your wife, who is here.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's a Yankee.
That's right. I was into tourism in Ireland, and she works in Trinity High School.
Right.
And she brought over a busload of kids.
Is that right? Is that really how she brought the kids from Trinity over there?
Yeah, she had some chaperones with her as well to help her out. And
right.
So I got the job of picking them up at the airport with a bus.
Yep.
And we done some touring around Ireland, and we got to know each other very well. And she went back to Ireland, or back to Chicago, and we kept in contact with, you know, Skype and FaceTime.
Sure.
And she came back in June. She stayed in my house for a couple of weeks, and we kind of connected up then. And I came back here in October and stayed.
Right, and then I just tended bar at your wedding in, October?
Yeah, just there a couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Well, congratulations on that.
Yeah.
It's got to be, so do any of your other family, how many family brothers and sisters do you have?
I got one brother, Peter, and my sister, Pernetta.
And they're still both in Ireland?
They're in Ireland, yeah. They were over for the wedding.
Right.
And my mother as well. My dad passed away 16 years ago.
Right.
So, yeah, they all enjoyed it, and they wanted to stay here a bit longer, but
I can imagine.
Yeah. So yeah, they hope to come back next year for about 2 weeks, you know.
Now, who was it that had the young kids that were staying at your house?
That was my sister.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul and Shane.
Now, you're from Kilkenny, Ireland.
Kilkenny, Ireland.
What's Kilkenny known for? What's their most famous thing?
The home of hurling.
Home of hurling?
Yeah.
Hurling champion, yeah, and hurling they won it this year.
They won it this year. Yeah, they've been very, very good for the last couple of years. They won nine All-Irelands, and then they got beat. They were going for 10 in a row,
right?
And they got beat that, you know, for the 10th year, and then they just came back and won last year.
So they're a dynasty. They've won over and over and over again.
Yeah, they're very good, and they got a lot of younger players coming up from underage hurling. And
did you play as a kid too?
Yeah, but I wasn't didn't make much of a hand of it.
I think they still have hurling. They have it at Gaelic Park, don't they? Do they have a hurling league over there?
I believe so. They might. I don't know. I can't personally tell you that.
I think they have St. Thomas's down there, I think. They're a Hurling team.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
They got a couple of hurling teams and football teams down there.
So, Noah, what's your plan of attack in the States?
It's a good question.
You're figuring it out.
Yeah, I'm figuring out. I've been, as I say, I was in tourism for 15 years in Ireland, so
yeah,
I'm just trying to work on that, and I'm just doing a bit of...
And who was your boss there? We met him. He was a good guy.
It's JJ Kavanagh.
Yeah.
They have about 160 coaches in Ireland.
Right.
And they got a company in the UK also. They have about 40 or 50 coaches over there.
And they have like the Harry Potter buses and all that stuff.
Harry Potter buses, yeah. They do.
So what's your craziest story from working on these tourism? Now we can't be R-rated, so we have to think somewhere.
Well, we can't swear, but you can tell us what happened.
So what was the craziest story, I mean, as far as, you know, I mean, did it involve Americans? Did it involve Europeans? When they come to Ireland, you got to give us one of the craziest stories. Now, would you actually be driving the bus, or would you be given the tours?
No, I usually just do the tours, and I have a tour director with me beside me. So
okay, and would you actually have to stay at the hotels with these people as well?
Stay at the hotels from the day you pick them up to the day to go back.
Oh, so you have probably some amazing stories.
Yeah, but some of them I don't want to say over air.
Okay. Well, could you give us one really funny one that you can think of off the top of your head?
I can't really think at the moment off the top of my head, which is. I remember years ago, we were down in Killarney, in Kerry, and we were just finishing the tour, and we kind of had a few drinks the night before, all the group.
So this was the end of their trip?
Yeah, the end of their trip, yeah.
Okay.
So I just got up in the middle of the night, about 2 o'clock in the morning. I thought it was actually after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And... running downstairs in my suitcase and like looking around everywhere and nobody there, so I realized I better go back to bed here. You know, that was only one of them, but there's a lot of them, but it's hard to think of them all. I suppose the best one was, I suppose, meeting Courtney. She's a good girl, so
absolutely.
That was a
Now, the weird thing is, nobody that's on these tour buses are Irish. Well, I mean, like, they're not from Ireland, so that's got to be kind of bizarre for you, where you become the token Irish guy who's got the answer to everything, kind of like what we're doing to you right now.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to know everything, you know, but there's like one...
They're supposed to know everything. Yeah, salmon of wisdom. We're supposed to know everything.
Yeah, but there's one lady, she was on the coach. I was actually doing the tour myself. I had to do the commentary on it for a couple of days because the guy got sick, and... we were just heading back from Galway to Dublin Airport.
Yeah.
And she just said to me, "Why is the grass so green in Ireland?" So I was trying to say, what am I going to say here? So I just said it's because the different temperatures, you know, the heat, you know, it's so warm in the States, you know, the grass doesn't be as green. And
she bought it.
It's brown.
Yeah, it's brown. Yeah. So I think she took that in, I think, as a...
She said, "You're a genius."
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Then 10 minutes later up the road, she asked me, "Why was there 10 cows in that field?" And 5 cows in every field.
I don't know. Yeah. Economic situations for everybody different.
I just said one field is bigger, the other is smaller, you know. She thought that was a great answer, but I meet some great people.
What is the overall impression that you would get from people when you were doing these tours, when they if it was their first experience in Ireland? Was it everything they had expected, or was it even more than what they thought it was going to be when they got there?
The first thing about it is when you're driving, like they can't understand how we can drive in these little narrow roads, and you know, we're driving on the opposite side of the road, and you know, things like that. But they, Ireland is the best place to go in the world if you get the weather, you know.
I mean, we had great weather. Well, it was a little chilly when we were there towards the end, but we loved it. We had a blast.
Yeah, we had a ball there. We went all over. Sorry.
You're tuning him out there, Pat.
Didn't mean to do that. We went to, and you're from Kilkenny, Ireland.
Kilkenny, yeah.
They have a big comedy festival in Kilkenny every year.
Yeah, they got the arts festival there every year.
Yeah, have you ever been over to it?
I have, yeah. Some, you know, there's a lot of things going on there in the summertime, and it's a great city, you know.
Right.
It's a good city.
So eventually, Ali, you're looking to parlay your knowledge from tourism into a business here in the States and start organizing trips and taking people over, correct?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's what I'm aiming for at the moment, but... I just say it's to find my bearings here and see, talk to the right people and just get it moving, you know?
Sure. Now, how do you like the food here in Elmwood Park River Forest area that we're living near?
Well, it's a bit too good. Putting on a couple of pounds there.
I was going to say, it's a little different than the grub in Ireland.
Yeah, it's I suppose a lot of deep fried food here too and stuff, but
sure.
It all tastes good, you know?
Yep.
That's the part.
All right, well... I want to thank Oliver Mooney for being on the show. We'll come back to Oliver when we take a quick... we're going to do a song here. You know what?
Yeah? What are you thinking?
I don't know, because we mentioned Kalani. Or not Kalani.
Kilkenny.
Well, not Kilkenny. What's that dang Bing Crosby song?
It's Christmas in Killarney, my friend.
Oh, it's Bill's favorite.
Yeah, I think last year around Christmas time, I probably played it like 100 times in a row.
Did you?
I think I was starting to annoy people with it, too.
Well, I'm going to annoy the rest of our viewing public with it right now.
Yeah?
Yep. So without further ado, here it is.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
Christmas in Killarney is wonderful to see.
Now listen to my story and I'll take you back with me. The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe.
And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call.
And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels.
I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known.
It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call, and Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels.
I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. Is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home?
Yeah, lovely.
Love the old Bing man. Der Bingle.
That's right. Do you know anything else about Bing Crosby, Bill?
No. Do you have any fun facts that you want to give me?
Did you know that he... well, we could talk about the fact that he used to like to pound the heck out of his kids, supposedly.
Oh, really?
But the other fact is known is that he's a real estate mogul in Beverly Hills.
Or was a real estate mogul.
Well, his family still is, I guess. I mean, they when he was making all those road movies with Bob Hope over the years, he probably bought up half of Hollywood. So,
well, you can't fault him for that. He knew how to invest his money correctly.
Yeah, the kids took a couple of beatings, but they wound up with nice chunks of property.
Sorry, I didn't know that.
Christmas in Killarney. All right, so we're back with Oliver Mooney. Here's a thing that's kind of funny. I was looking on here. There's a website called the Waterford Whispers News. Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's like the Onion of Ireland.
Yeah.
And they said the 8 most popular gifts this Christmas are going to be, number 8 is a cardboard box.
Okay.
You know, it's the classic staple of every childhood, whether it's a Christmas time or not. But hear us out for a second.
Okay.
Smiths have got the best range of cardboard boxes this year. Seriously, they've upped their game big time. The boxes range in size from small to not so small and retail at the reasonable price of $249. Oh, my God.
How much?
$449.
Did you say $249?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's something. That's Irish humor, Smiths. Yes. We don't have that here. Do you know what that is, Ollie?
No.
You don't either?
No.
Well, that's a flopper. Number 6, I can't see this. All right, we're going to scrap this. Engagement ring. That's a big popular one. Bill knows all about that, perhaps. Are you feeling the heat there, Bill?
Hey, that's none of your business, man. I didn't do that to you when you were in your little situation with your lady.
What situation was I in?
Well, I don't know. What you're broadcasting it over the air that I'm thinking about making a lifetime decision.
Oh, I think he doth protest much. I didn't say a word about
I
that.
I think you need to keep your mouth shut is what I think you need to do, my friend.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too.
Boy, are you a little punk. I'll have to remember this and think I'd get you back on that. Sorry, listeners. But you know what it's like when your brother throws you under the bus there for a second.
I didn't say a word. I just said, you know, thought maybe that could be a thing.
Okay. Anyways, here's your shout-out, Bridget, that you were asking for on the air. So
yep.
There it is. Merry Christmas to you, and I'll be with your family later tonight at your brother Mike's Christmas party.
Oh, is that tonight?
Yeah.
Where are they doing that?
At him and his wife's house in Brookfield.
Lovely.
Good time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Ollie, this is your first Christmas with your wife as a married man. Are you excited?
Yeah, as I say, I forgot to tell you earlier on, I got married in the City Hall.
On the 22nd of December last year.
Yeah, and so we were married, but we just wanted to go to the church and just get...
And do a church ceremony.
Yeah, so...
Gotcha.
Yeah, but this is my second Christmas here, so...
That's good.
Quite good.
Bill, I understand that we might be joined later by Mike Tomczak said he was coming in. We talked to Tomczak earlier.
Yeah, I think he's going to rant a little bit about Jay Cutler.
Oh, well, that's
about
good.
What the situation, what's going on with the Bears. I think that after this weekend, after next weekend, not this weekend, but following weekend, they'll probably be doing some house cleaning duties.
Yeah.
And I think that he has an interest in a position as maybe a coach on the Bears, or I don't know what. We'll have to, when he gets on the show, we'll have to ask him what his intentions are and what his advice would be towards Jay Cutler or I think it's Matt Kavanaugh. I think he's the quarterback's coach right now.
Of the Bears?
Yeah, and then Aaron Cromer, who's the offensive coordinator. But
he's going to be fired.
He'll probably be fired. Trestman will probably be fired. I think that's what they came out when the media reports earlier this week. Trestman is going to be done at the end of the year.
Who do you think the Bears will get?
Who do I think they're going to get?
Yep.
I don't know, because I'm hearing that Michigan is throwing a huge, huge salary. I think they said something like 30-something million over six. No, 40-something, 49 million, I think, over 6 years is what they were offering Harbaugh, somewhere in that ballpark. And they want Harbaugh to come back to Michigan. I think Harbaugh will be on the Bears' radar. I don't think the Bears will pay him. I don't know, though. Maybe the McCaskies will finally change their mind and say, we actually have to spend some money. But they've already given Cutler all this money. So it's a complete mess from the president to the GM to the director of football operations. I mean, all the way down. The whole franchise is in shambles. And hopefully Tomczak will come on the show and be able to give us...
A little
some
light.
Insight on what how to fix that problem.
You know, I wish with all this hacking stuff that's going on, somebody would hack into, like, the Bears. Or, like, why doesn't somebody hack the lotto or something like that where everybody, you know.
How do you hack the lotto? I mean, it's a
I don't know.
You
like,
can't do hack the I want lotto.
I want somebody to, like, hack, like, Comcast where it's like, hey, all the money you owed for, like, the last 3 years has been completely erased and they have no idea how to recoup
cable's
it.
Cable's free.
Yeah. Just, like, the happy hacker, that'd be a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's like Santa Claus, you know? Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what we're talking obviously about Sony Pictures getting hacked.
Yeah.
And now they're saying...
I think the world knows about it at this point.
Gosh,
it's been everywhere.
And now they're... I don't know, was it North Korea was behind this?
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
I think Sony's behind it.
Oh, you think it's a big ruse, huh?
Well, if the movie stunk, you know, and they saw a screener of it and they're like, this movie stinks, what kind of thing can we do to stir up some press? Oh, let's hack ourselves. And put out a big, you know, put over the PR newswire that we've been hacked and all these emails have been discovered.
I'm pretty sure, you know, they got the feds involved in this investigating a terrorism act, so I don't think it's a hoax. I don't think that Sony would take it that far.
Everyone has a price.
Everyone has a price? Okay.
The FBI.
So you can be bought, too, is what you're saying?
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe on some days. Some days I won't be. I mean, it depends what you're talking about.
Okay.
You know, I can be bought for, if I'm real hungry sometimes, just a cheeseburger will do. If I need to pay my rent, $1,300 will do, you know?
Yeah. And does that involve certain tasks that are involved with being bought, or you just give me the money?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm not going to eat poop or anything like that, okay. But figuratively, you know, I'll eat poop, but not literally, you know.
Yeah. Hey, you got any events or any shows that you're going to over the Christmas holidays?
I do not. I was going to go see that dang Kim Jong-il movie, but now I can't, so yeah. It's all been trashed.
Hey, I know that the Des Plaines River Band is playing, the Friday after Christmas at the Wire at 9 o'clock. Kind of their little get together.
I like that. They're getting back together. They're no longer the Des Plaines River Band. They've scaled down to a different group. They're called the Holdout now.
Right.
But those are old pals, and that's a heck of a show to go see, the Des Plaines River Band.
Yeah, they'll put on a great show. And the Black Oil Brothers are opening.
Oh, cool.
And that's Timmy Ryan's band.
Oh, so, I like them as well.
Yeah, so I think those guys will go on at 8, and then the DRB, the Des Plaines River Band, will go on at 9 o'clock. So for all you listeners that want to see a pretty good show, because these guys are great musicians, go check out the Des Plaines River Band Friday, December 26th at 9 o'clock at the Wire in Berwyn on Roosevelt Road. That'll be a cool show to go see. I know I'll be there. Definitely.
I'll be there too if I can make it. I mean, what day is it again?
It's Friday. It's the Friday after. So it's the day after Christmas, December 26th.
I will be off that day. So
yeah, I'm off that night too. So
if you want to come and tell us about how much you hate or love the show, I'll be there with half a load on listening to the Des Plaines River Band. Yeah. Ollie, are you a big music fan?
Yeah, I like the music. Yeah, I like a bit of country.
Country?
Country, yeah. I'm a country man.
American country music or like
American, yeah.
Who's
yeah.
your guy?
I like I like Kenny Rogers. I like
you like the old stuff.
I like the old stuff, yeah. You
know, Waylon
like,
Jennings.
I'm not really sure about him. No.
I love Waylon.
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson, yeah.
Okay.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash, all that
so
stuff.
So you like the Highwayman?
Yeah.
The Highwayman. Waylon Jennings is part of the Highwayman. Oh, yeah. So yeah, there you go.
Big country contingent in Ireland, isn't there? Big country music following.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, most country music comes from, you know, Celtic-based music, I would think, anyway.
Yeah, but the last couple of years, countries have been getting very big in Ireland, you know, so...
Man, country is huge at Duffy's, where I attend bar. Huge.
Why do you say that? Because you just worked at Kevel's for so long as a bartender, and nobody ever played country music there.
No, they didn't. We got Frank Kevel, the owner of Kevel's, kind of chose what everybody was going to listen to, and that was Steely Dan on a loop for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
But I've noticed that you get that country music going, like when you're at Duffy's and they got, you know, Red Solo Cup or Toby Keith.
Some Luke Bryant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people just start pounding drinks, you know.
Hey. That's why you play it, man. If people are going to be drinking and getting into it, and they're going to drink more, play more.
Right. Is there an Irish country singer we can think of? Not Ronnie Drew or somebody like that, but is there a guy who's like a country western Irish guy?
You got Declan Ernie, and you got John Hogan, and I don't know if you ever heard any of those, but they're kind of all country in Ireland. And
yeah.
Well, I mean, I think in America, Tim McGraw, I mean, McGraw would probably be an Irish, some sort of Irish ancestry, right? He would qualify.
Sure. His dad was Tug McGraw, the famous baseball player.
Was he really?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
But his dad was like a deadbeat dad or something like that, if I can remember correctly, and there's bad blood there.
Oh.
Doesn't get any more Irish than that now, does it?
No, I guess not.
One thing I do want to make an announcement for is I'm looking at the caringbridge.org page for... .org. That
org.
Doesn't sound right.
Org.
Caringbridge page for our friend Pat McGann, who's the resident MC at Zany's. He's taking a little break. He's a very well-known up-and-coming comedian here in Chicago, and he received some terrible news just after Thanksgiving that his little boy Elliot is suffering from leukemia. And Elliot is like, how old is he, Bill? 18 months old?
Something like that, I think.
Yeah. So there is a Caring Bridge page set up, and if you check it out, you can go to caringbridge.org and type in Elliot McGann, and you can make a donation, and I'm sure they would really appreciate during this time of need, so... Make a drop this Christmas season in Elliot's behalf. That'll be the best gift you can give to anybody.
Yeah.
On that note, I'm going to go to a quick commercial break.
What do you do with an old 401k? If you have a 401k or 403b account at a former employer, there's a good chance that you're not sure what to do with it. It can be an emotional time when you are retiring or changing jobs, but it's especially important not to make hasty decisions with your workplace account. In particular, beware of cashing out, which almost always comes with high taxes and penalties and can undermine your ability to reach your long-term retirement income goals. You generally have four choices of what to do with your old 401k. Where can you get help to decide which choice makes sense for you? Our sponsor, Madden Funds Management, is a specialist in advising, managing, and rolling over 401k accounts. In a phone call or on a visit to Madden's office in Oak Park, Mike Madden will be glad to help you weigh the pros and cons of each option, and if you choose, he can help you implement your choice. There's no fee for the phone call or office visit. The Houlihans and the Maddens have been associated for almost 30 years. We can promise you that the Maddens will give you professional investment advice with never any sales pressure. For more info, go to Madden's website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike at 708-848-3200. Once again, that number is 708-848-3200. And tell them the Houlihan brothers sent you.
God forbid you should ever have to call a lawyer for a serious injury or wrongful death lawsuit, but if you do, remember Healy Scanlon Law Firm. Our friends Martin Healy Jr. and John Scanlon have been practicing personal injury law for many years. The Healy Scanlon Law Firm has 8 experienced trial attorneys who have been officers of several bar associations, including president of the Illinois Trial Lawyers Association. They've taken on the largest corporations in the world and have won many record-setting multi-million dollar verdicts for their clients. Martin is first-generation Irish-American. His parents came to Chicago from Swinford and Tourmacady, County Mayo, Ireland. He grew up on the west side in Resurrection Parish. John is second-generation Irish with 3 grandparents from Kerry and Mayo. He grew up on the south side in St. John Fisher Parish. God forbid you should ever need a personal injury attorney, but if you do, remember to stick with your own. Healy Scanlon Law Firm. For more information on our friends Martin Healy and John Scanlon and Healy Scanlon Law Firm, go to HealyScanlon.com. See their legal articles in the Irish American News entitled On the Law. Products liability, personal injury, trucking, auto accidents, wrongful death, workers' compensation. Call Martin or John at 312-977-0100 for a free consultation. Healy Scanlon Law Firm, they're our people.
Ed Napleton's grandfather, Edward W. Napleton, opened his first automotive business in 1931 on Chicago's South Side. Today, the Napleton family operates more than 50 dealerships in 4 states. The Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to work with Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn, reaching out to our Irish-American community. Our friend Eddie Napleton treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. He knows you have high expectations, and Eddie enjoys the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. So drop into Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn when you're looking for a new or used vehicle. Their experienced sales staff is eager to offer you a great deal on a great car. Go to EdNapletonHonda.com to browse their online inventory, schedule a test drive, and investigate financing options. Call Ed Napleton Honda in Oak Lawn at 888-809-7851 or online at EdNapletonHonda.com or in person at 5800 West 95th Street in Oak Lawn. And tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you, and you'll get that same old Southside Irish welcome that Eddie's grandfather started with way back in 1931.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. God, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Smoke plays for the old. When you first me, Broadway was waiting for me. You're handsome.
You were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy thing. Happy Christmas, you're all so great, God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's the Pogues featuring Christy McCall. It's Fairy Tale in New York. Probably the most recognizable Irish Christmas carol.
For you to say, I think.
That's the one that plays in the bar the most where I work, and it seems to be the hippest.
It's usually a go-to Christmas Eve night. I remember hearing that a lot when we kind of made a tradition where we'd go into Kevel's and have some drinks, and
yep.
It would always be on the jukebox.
Yeah.
The jukebox.
That's right.
I busted the jukebox.
Mm-hmm. What's a Wonderful Life, Mr.
Yeah,
Martini right there?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, hey, Ollie, thanks for coming on the show and rapping with us. It's always nice to have an Irishman on the show, true Irishman.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I wish you the best of luck, and good luck with that tourism business that you're going to try to drum up. That's a good idea. I think I'd like to get a show, a trip going behind the show at some point once we get... the steam rolling here a little bit, and some sponsors and some organization and a lot of other things.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
You're welcome, Ollie. Thanks for having you. Oliver Mooney,
Oliver,
everybody.
Oliver, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, I want to talk about a little theater right now, just because it's Christmas, and people usually like to go see a Christmas show, right?
Yes. Yes, they do.
And Chicago's very own Vicky Quadi,
sure,
who we know from Late Night Catechism.
Yep.
She has a show... a Christmas show, and it is called It's a Ho Ho Holy Night If He Could. And even Saint Nick would join the fun as this holiday comedy returns for the 2014 season, and it's at the Royal George Theater through January 4th. And it's a lot of fun. It's like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of Catholic humor in this show, and what it is that it's like interactive bingo. They play like bingo, and people
uh-huh.
in the crowd can join in. I guess it's a ton of fun, and anybody who knows who Vicky Quadi is knows it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's not so much the millennials, as you call us, our generation. It's
no.
Sort of the Mike Houlihan, our dad's generation of going east on national people that
sure,
would know that
but if
show.
You wanted to take your parents out to a show on an evening with drinks and dinner, this
yes.
would be a good thing to go see. And it's for tickets, you can call the Royal George Theater. Call the box office at 312-988-9000. And tickets are $30, and there's group discounts available as well. Performances are at 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 p.m. on Sundays. Once again, that's It's a Ho Ho Holy Night. If he could, even Saint Nick would join the fun.
I don't. Is that part of the title of the show? That's Christmas, a very long title.
No, it's Christmas Bingo. Yeah, you're right. I'm looking at this different. Christmas Bingo at the Royal Jersey Theater.
If he could, he would, and he will, and he won't, and now he does.
It's the lead
Christmas show.
Whoever wrote the article in the Irish American knows it's the lead. It's a ho ho holy night. If he could, even Saint Nick would do it.
I can tell you're reading it, so it's just called Christmas Bingo.
Like you've never read anything off the internet before.
I tried reading a joke off of this Irish website. It didn't even get to bomb status. The fuse smoked out before the bomb was built.
Okay. So Christmas Bingo at the Royal George Theater, Vicky Quadi. Go see it. It's a lot of fun.
All right.
Good thing to spend with your... It's a good time to spend a night with your mom and dad or cousins, aunts, uncles, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Have some drinks. Do some Christmas Bingo.
Yep. We have another guest on the show. As I said earlier, it's Mike Tomczak. Hi, Mike. But we're a little confused. You are not the Mike Tomczak that played for the Bears?
I'm Mike Tomczak.
Well, how did you know about the show? I mean, you called and said, hey, Mike Tomczak. I was like, God, it's perfect. We got
a sports
guy we can talk
to.
Well, to be honest with you, I was listening to you. You were talking about the Bears. I'd figure I'd let you in on some news. I was actually hired today.
Yes.
To be part of the organization. Now, the Bears think I'm that Mike Tomczak. They don't know that I'm just some guy from up here.
Where's up here?
Right near Cicero and Bryn Mawr.
Okay.
Yep. So when I show up, they're going to be surprised.
How many Tomczaks? Oh, Tomczaks.
There's a lot of Tomczaks. Yeah. And there's a lot of Mikes. So, you know, if my cards fell right, then I'm off to a new job.
So do you know anything about your high school career at TF South or North?
This isn't the Mike.
Not me. Doesn't matter. I didn't go there. I went to Steinmetz.
Did you play football?
No.
Well, then how are the Bears?
I played pool. I'm a pool hustler.
Well, how are the Bears bringing you into the
Because they were trying to get the other Mike Tomczak, but they accidentally got me. They said, hey, Mike, is this Mike Tomczak? I said, yeah. They said, you got the job. I said, great. When do I show up?
Well, what are your plans to do with the organization?
I don't know. I'll figure it out when I get there. First things first, we got to get rid of this Cutler guy. He doesn't look like he cares.
So you're going to be a quarterback consultant for the Bears.
I'm just a people consultant. I'm going to look at the people. I'm going to look at their expressions on their faces. Uh-huh. Do you want to be her son? It takes them long to answer. They're out. That's it. So,
okay.
I
think at this point I could go grab anyone off the street to play quarterback, and we'd probably have a little bit better of a chance to do something. So
could
I might
play,
do that.
You could play it.
I might. I'm not gonna because you know I'm
because the name because Ditka's sick of.
I don't want to jeopardize my pool hustling. You know I got to be at Christopher's Billiards on Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So I gotta hustle some people. But I'm excited to get in there. I'm gonna fire a bunch of people. I'm not sure who yet. Probably, you know, everyone who's over me, I'll probably fire them.
You're going to fire everybody?
Yeah, because then I'll be the boss.
Yeah.
Right. So that'll work out, hopefully. They might, you know, when I show up, see that I'm not who I am. You know, I'm pushing 365 now, so
right.
I'm not Mike Tomczak, the ex-quarterback. No. I'm Mike Tomczak, the guy who used to work at Quiznos.
Yeah.
So they might tell me to leave. If that's the case, then I will. But if they don't notice... We're going to have a hell of a season, boys.
I'll tell you what, the way this organization is going, they probably won't notice, Mike.
Yeah, I don't think they will. I'm taking advantage of their despair because I don't know a great deal about football,
mm-hmm.
but I probably could do a better job than the guy who's in there now, who's Trustman, that's his name, right?
Yeah,
that's him.
Yeah, he doesn't know what's going on.
No.
I can tell. And it's just, it might be too messy for me even to clean up, so... I'll give it a shot.
I'll let you coach the last couple games of the year. What do we got? One game left after this week? No, two games. We got Detroit.
I'm thinking we might not even show for the last one.
No,
I might give the boys a day off.
Do you know anything about computer hacking?
Yeah, I do actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Explain. Let's hear about that because maybe you could just hack into the Bears, you know, front office and get an idea of.
My cousin Derek's locked up right now for that.
You're kidding.
Derek Tomczak.
Derek. Well,
you're not confusing
course.
Him with nobody.
Derek Tomczak. Yeah, there's not a lot of Derek Tomczak. There's a lot of Mike Tomczaks, as we've heard.
Right. He actually, when I was at Quiznos,
mm-hmm.
we had a little scheme going. He got into their system, gave himself free subs for the rest of his life.
That's it?
Yep, that's it.
He's not a very smart guy, is he?
No. No, he's not.
But
he got locked up. But he could help you out. What do you need?
Well, I mean, I was telling Bill earlier is that, now we know the Bears have obviously made an error in calling you Mr. Tomczak. They think you're the other Mike.
Not my fault.
That's their loss, but.
Or their gain.
Why we can't we hear about these big hacks, you know, and somebody decides to hack Sony, you know, because they're mad about what a movie depicts of the... We don't know who hacked them. We don't know if it's North Korea. You ever been to North Korea, Mike?
No.
Yeah, not a lot of us have.
Is it near Waukesha?
Yeah, Wisconsin?
If it ain't near there, I haven't been there.
Yeah. So anyway, I was saying, like, why can't things that benefit, like, the public get hacked, you know? Like,
how think do the Bears benefit the public?
I think that...
Unless they're winning.
That movie not being released is helping the public by people not seeing that dog crap movie.
Are you the hacker?
Maybe.
You're anonymous, aren't you?
No, I'm Mike Tomczyk.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, but, you know, it would be nice if someone could, you know, hack into, like, you know, the DMV and, you know, get rid of my Deweys and all that sort of thing.
Well, that's what
sweet.
I was getting at. It would be nice if, like, if all of a sudden, you know, the phone company, you know, Verizon lost everybody's bill, you know, like a great Christmas present.
You know? But then they'd send you a bill
like
for 10 years
like,
for
$40,000. Like a Robin Hood hacker.
Right.
No, they couldn't. It'd be all because hackers are too good, you know?
The hackers will get caught.
The hackers.
You know what will happen?
Not the knackers, the hackers.
The government will just start paying the hackers.
Yep.
The government will pay the hackers to hack, and then...
The government will pay the hackers to become knackers.
Right, exactly.
That's a dangerous thought.
But I might try and, you know, get into that business if this Bears thing don't work out. I could probably hack into something.
Well, what are you doing now that you... I mean, you used to work at Quiznos, and obviously the Bears have just hired you. But what were you doing before that, Mike?
Not much, you know, kind of sitting around.
Oh, what, just hanging out in some local watering holes around the northwest side?
Yeah, you know, I don't leave my house too much. You know, I like TV. Watch Maury, you know.
Maury?
Yeah.
How about Andy and Mayberry? You watch him ever?
No.
No? No. I mean, is he still on GN in the afternoons?
No, probably.
I'm just joking. Maury's on, though, isn't he?
You got to look for me on the sidelines, though. I'm going to be kind of out of place. I don't really know what to wear.
Wear what you got on now. Looks good.
Would it be bad if I wore, you know, I want to wear the uniform, even though I'm the coach. Can I throw, like, the helmet on and stuff?
I want to see a coach do that. I'd like that. Can I start calling
and then
you?
Then kind of maybe run out halfway in the field and kind of intimidate some people?
Just waddle out. Don't run out. Just get your little Quiznos waddle going.
I could do that. I'll shake things up.
Penalty, penalty, penalty.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you did for the team. Hey, it's Tomczyk. He's yelling penalty again.
Every play will be a Hail Mary.
That's good.
Well, why not? It can't get any worse, boys.
Can I have a job, Mike? If they sneak through, I'd like
how
to
about,
do more
for you. You want a punt?
Yeah, I want Joniak's job or one of those guys.
I don't even know who that is.
He's the voice
of
Jeff
Chicago
Joniak. Bears.
Yeah. No, I'm not involved with him.
Oh.
You want a job in the team?
Yeah.
How about a punter? Sure. You're built like a punter.
Okay.
What about you?
No, you know what I want to do? I want to be able to just sit down and collect checks.
I'll tell you what, you can play.
I don't want to do any work at all.
You can smoke while you play.
Ooh, Billy Nicotine.
I think Cutler like smokes that while he plays.
Nah.
He does, apparently.
We don't know
His
what.
His brain is smoking while he's playing.
Smoking something.
Well, Mr. Tomczyk, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, no problem. I guess I should get ready. I'm going to play Tecmo Bowl and try and figure this thing out.
Tell you what, the original Tecmo Bowl or Super Tecmo Bowl?
No, the original, where each team has four players.
Bo Jackson is the best player in the game.
Okay.
So
do I don't know. Walt Payton's pretty good in the original Tecmo Bowl, too.
Yeah, he is. All right, enough of Tecmo Bowl. That was an awesome Christmas present, Super Tecmo Bowl 2. Maybe one of the best Christmas presents I ever got.
All right, can I leave? I got to eat.
Yeah, go ahead, okay, Mike.
All right, Mike, thank you for coming on the show.
Good luck with the Chicago Bears, Mike.
Yeah, you too.
I think they're in for a big surprise, but they've had a lot of... I don't think anything's going to shock the Bears organization at this point.
No, I don't. But I will tell you this, is that we are coming to an end of the show.
Yeah, I want to wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas. Make sure to tell everyone in your family that you love them. It's that time of year.
Yep.
Share the love.
It's not about what you get. It's what you give.
Celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Go to caringbridge.org. Make a donation in the name of Elliot McGann. That'll be good for you. I want to thank my guests, Oliver Mooney, my neighbor. I'll probably see him all week this week. And the more I see Ollie, the better, actually, to tell you the truth, because it means that we're policing the area adequately around our home. So I want to thank Oliver Mooney. I want to thank you again, Bill. I didn't mean to throw you under the bus. You know, I'm just breaking little chops here.
As
Radio Randy used to say. But until next week. Next week, I think we're going to have Matthew Francis Anderson on the show.
Yes, that should be a good show.
Who is a singer-songwriter, and he's got some exciting news for us. But Until next week, that's been Hooley's Hooley. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.